Oh, it's good to be back. It's been a little over a month. Be'ez Hashem, this year should be a schus refuah shalema for Yehoshua Ari ben Sara. Before we continue in Asher Yatzar, I would like to just start off the shir by making a little bit of a sikum to wrap up the two shirim that we discussed, that we started with, and to get back into it and to continue this idea of Asher Yatzar. So, we started off that really the source for saying Asher Yatzar is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach. The Gemara says Ki Nafik. When a person comes out of the Beis HaKisei, he says the Bracha of Asher Yatzar, and the Gemara says, quotes the Nusach HaBracha. And we said that the Beis Yosef brings down a very interesting thing, that Davudraham has the opinion that we wake up in the morning, we say Asher Yatzar, you know? Davudraham says that when we wake up in the morning, we say Asher Yatzar in Berachas HaShachar, even if a person doesn't go to the Beis HaKisei in the morning, he still says Asher Yatzar. Beis Yosef says, Eini Yodea. I don't know why that should be. The whole idea of Asher Yatzar is thinking is has to do with the Beis HaKisei. In fact, the whole source of Asher Yatzar is the Gemara in Brachas, which says the Kinafik, when a person comes out of the Beis HaKisei, he says Asher Yatzar. But in fact, the Ramah paskins like David Raham, that when a person says Asher Yatzar in the morning, even if a person doesn't go to the Beis HaKisei. So the question is, what's the understanding? So we brought down from the Bir HaGro over there, the Vilna Gaon explains, based on the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rashba says, Chadoshim la'bakorim rabba munasecho, that the idea of Berachas HaShachar in general, says the Rashba, is that when a person wakes up in the morning fresh, he feels like a beria chadosha, a new person, and that gives him the haidah, that's machayev him, and that obligates a person to give haidah every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on everything. We thank Hashem for our sight. Everything, the Berachas HaShachar, is because we're a new entity, Chadoshim La'Bakorim, and therefore we give Haidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Vilna Gaon, that the Asher Yatzar and Lekai Neshama, Asher Yatzar is a Haidat, a general Haidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our guf, on our bodies. Hashem gave us a body. We thank Hashem for that. That's Asher Yatzar. And Lekai Neshama is for our Neshama. In fact, the Vilna Gaon we quoted, this is really based on a medrash. The medrash says that chalulim chalulim, two times, is gematria 248. This is really a medrash tanchuma. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's the ramach evarim, says the medrash. A person's body is ramach evarim. Says the Vilna Gaon, here we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our ramach evarim, the whole body. Meaning, it seems as if that this understanding is that it's not a bracha, meaning the way the Beis Yosef seems to understand, is that Asher Yatzar is thanking Hashem for the whole occurrence of the Beis HaKisei. We thank Hashem for that. That's a miracle in itself. And that's how we'll see Be'ezus Hashem. There are many Rishonim that learn like that, that it's a special bracha on the Beis HaKisei itself, about what goes on in the Beis HaKisei, and we're thanking Hashem for that. But it seems as if there's a new idea over here, that Asher Yatzar really is a general bracha. We're thanking Hashem for the guf that He gave us. We have a body, a healthy body, and we're thanking Hashem for that. That was this new idea that we came to. But the obvious question is, how do we understand that? First of all, the Gemara says that we thank Hashem. Why is that interconnected with going to the Beis HaKisei then? Okay, in general, we thank Hashem for our guf. So why is it that when we come out of the Beis HaKisei, that's when we say Asher Yatzar? What does it have to do with that, with the Beis HaKisei? And also, why is it that when we wake up in the morning, we say, Chadoshim La'Bakorim, what's the idea behind this? So the way we explain this was based on Gemara Baba Basra on Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara Baba Basra says a very interesting thing. That is, based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, Meleches Tupecho and Kovecha Bach, says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, HaKadosh Baruch, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chira Melech Tzur. Chira Melech Tzur is someone who had such a gaiva that he came to the level that he said that he's a god. He's not a Nivra, he's a god himself. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chon Estakalti. And a person like you, I envisioned a person like you. Ubarasi nekavim nekavim ba'adam. I created nekavim nekavim ba'adam. That means that Hashem created nekavim, meaning the whole idea of the Beis HaKisei, in order to help us to harness, so to say, our gaiva. And that is the way we explained the Chafetz Chaim, and we explained it based on others. That is that a person is created, really, the purpose of the world is to come, says the Ramban, to b'rei secha nachnu. To come to the realization that we are Hashem's creations. But Hashem also created in us a drive to think that we're self-sufficient. We could do it on our own. We don't need to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not. And to the extent it could go so far, says Mefarshim, that a person could come to the level, if he doesn't harness his gaiva, a person could think that he's not a Nivra. He's a Boyer in itself. He doesn't need, there's no, Hashem's not, didn't create me. I created myself. I'm my own Boyer. And that's why Hashem created man with Nekavim. The whole concept of Nekavim Chalulim, based on this Gemara, is for this. That it should remind us in a very shocking way. And many, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's why we need it many times a day, because our gaiva, so to say, is so strong that we need to have reminders day in, day out, many to multiple times a day, to remind ourselves in a sort of like a strong way, shocking way, that we're Basav Adam, that we are not, we're Basav Adam, and it brings out sort of, so to say, maybe the shamefulness of Basav Adam, that we're the Hakol Havel, that who we are. And that is the idea of Nekavim. And we explained that that's the idea, that's why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our bodies when we come out of the Beis HaKesef. What does that mean? As we said, that the only way that Rav Putner explains that the word Haidah, really the Sheresh, can mean two things, right? It can mean to admit, Haidah Spaltin. It could also mean to think. So why is it the same Sheresh? Says Rav Putner, because the nature of a person is that he wants to feel that he's self-sufficient. To thank someone else is basically admitting to yourself, ourselves, that we're not self-sufficient, that we need to come onto someone else. That's what Haidah is. So in every thanking lies internally a Haidah, an admission. We're admitting to ourselves that no, we're not self-sufficient. The idea is the only way we could come to thank Hashem for the guf that he gave us. Wait a second, he gave us a guf? We said he gave us a guf. A person could come to the level that he's not a nivra, right? So we first have to admit, acknowledge our shame, and that brings out that we are a nivra. That helps us harness the archaiva, and then we realize that we're a nivra, and then we're ready to actually thank him for, oh, so we're a nivra. Oh, so he gave us, so Hashem created us, Hashem created us. Let's thank him for the guf that he gave us. So when a person, kinafik, when a person has that strong recognition, that reminder that he is a nivra, then he's ready to come to Haidah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we explain. And that's also the idea of in the morning when a person wakes up, Chadashim Labakaram, that's also a reminder that we're a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We went to sleep tired and we feel like a Beri Chadasha. We wake up, oh, we're reminded that we're a new barrier where Hashem created us. Chadashim Labakaram, Hashem gave us a new life. And then we're ready also to come to that level of Haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the guf that he gave us. And we took it a step further. That is that really the Gemara and Baba Basra says an Ikad Amri. Another Lashon of that Gemara. Hachi Kamra, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Chira Melech Zer. B'chon istakalti, and a person like you, I look, the kanasti misa al adam rishon. I made a concept that a person doesn't live forever. And that is that we explain that there's really these two Lashonis in the Gemara, not arguing. There's two ways to help us remember that we're Basav Adam, that to sort of express, to bring out our shame that we're Basav Adam. That's all we are, we're Basav Adam. One is that we're Basav Adam, that's all we are. We are we have Nekavim, what, right? That's we're like we said, we're Tibas Rucha, that's all we are. And the second thing is that we're not here forever. That's la'anat ha'hoylech l'makam afaribim v'saleya. That's the second aspect. These two things help a person harness our gaiva, and then we come to that, we're able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we explain that really these two things are spelled out in Asha Yatzar. The subject of the bracha, if you think about it, is the nekavim. Asha Yatzar es adam, right, b'chach, muvarovay nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. First we mentioned that Hashem, you created us with nekavim, nekachalulim. We're a basav adam. We have nekavim. We have. That helps us remember that we're. Well, that's all we are, basav adam. And then we say, Golav yedul of nechisach v'edecha shemi pasech echad mehem oisusem echad mehem yevshel eskayim alam alfenecha. Because the Marsha explains in that Gemara and Dafayin Hey that's how a person is the patir of a person is through the nekavim. When the nekavim close, that's how we show it. He says the way I see that is from the brach of Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar shows us that Shemi Baseh Chod Mehem. Oh, that reminds us also that's another where we remember that we're a Nivra. And then we could come to that level of Breisecha Nachno and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating us. So these are the two things of Asher Yatzar. These, the two Lashonos of the Gemara are incorporated in the Brach of Asher Yatzar. So that's what we explained till now. Just I want to speak out a very interesting thing that is really, I believe, is a smach to this whole sort of new approach of understanding Asher Yatzar, that it's not this new approach. Again, the first approach is many Rishayim, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see, are learning that Asher Yatzar is a bracha about the Beis HaKisei. We're thanking Hashem for the Beis HaKisei. It's all about the Beis HaKisei. The second approach that we're saying is really a general thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our guf. The only time that we're able to come to that recognition is after the Beis HaKisei, because then we realize our shame and we realize that we're a boss of Adam, and then we could come to thank him for giving us what we have. That's this new approach. I like to, it's very interesting Gemara. The Gemara is in Brachos Chav Dalet. The Gemara says like this. It's quoting a Braisa, Oymid Betfila, someone who's in the middle of davening, Bikish Lesatish, he needs to pass wind in the middle. And the Mepharshim, they say that we're talking about here, that he's not able, it's impossible to control. That's what we're talking about. Marcha the halacha, the Braisa says, Marcha l'achav dalet amas, he goes back 4 amas, umesadish, and he passes the gas, umamten atshich l'haruach, and he waits, v'choizer m'mespal, then he goes back to davening, but he says something, v'oimer, listen to these words carefully, unbelievable, ribayna shalaylam, yitzar tanu, you created us, nekovim nekovim, chalulum chalulum, same words as Asher Yatzar. It's revealed in front of you our cherpa, our shame, our disgrace. V'chayenu, in our lives, right? U'bachriseinu, and in our end, rima v'seileya. So it's very interesting, right? When a person experiences a shocker, right? A mitzadish, that he passes the wind, that is also, it helps him realize that he's a boss of Adam. And he uses these words of Asher Yatzar. It's Artanu, Nekovim, Nekovim, Chalum, Chalum, right? So that's this. That this just is a very good smach to this concept that the brach of Asher Yatzar is helping us realize and recognize through the Beis HaKisei that we are a boss of Adam. And of course, the purpose of that is not merely to help us harness our gaiva not to get carried away with ourselves, but it's in order to come to thank him for the guf that he gave us. That's the ultimate. Right, to come to B'risecha Nachnu and to come to that level to thank him for everything. But it starts with a recognition and an acknowledgement that I am a boss of Adam. And that's why when this happens, he says the same thing. It's Artanu Nekovim, Nekovim Chalum Chalum. It's beautiful. That's just, it sounds like this type of idea. And in fact, if you look carefully, the Gemara also, the Brisa here says also the two things. B'chayenu, in our lives, we're a boss of Adam. Our Acherpa, right? We have Nekovim, Nekovim. And then also Bachriseinu, we also mentioned the fact that we don't live forever. Bachriseinu, Rima, Vatileh. These two things are the two Lotshinus in the Gemara that help us, those are the two things that help us realize that we're Basav Adam. And in fact, I found a very interesting thing. We've quoted in the past from the Palotzker Magid. The Palotzker Magid was a Talmud of Levon Legoyen. He wrote a Pirish on a Seder called Magid Sedek. And I found, he says like this, at the end of the Bracha, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifei Chol Basar, Umafli Lasis. What's the roifei kol basar? Maybe it should be roifei kol chai, roifei kol odom. What's the specifically pick the word basar? So he says like this. It's beautiful. The Gemara in Sleita Daf Hey says like this. Daf Hey Amaralf. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Basar. What's basar? The word basar is, he says, he darshins, Rabbi Yechanan darshins that the word basar is an acronym. Is beis sin resh. Beis busha. This sin is actually interchangeable, we know, with samach, so that's srucha, and resh is rima. Says the Palotzker Magid, basically you see from this Gemara that the word basar, when we describe man as basar, it connotes, it indicates the disgrace of basar v'dam. Says the Palotzker Magid, listen to this, Yishloimer, lefi shehabrocha zu niskana lehoidais lo yizbarach. Since this bracha was instituted to acknowledge and to admit HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our disgrace and our shame. Oh, that's why it says specifically, which connotes the disgrace of my basar, busha, srucha, rima. So this idea that the Asher Yatzar is helping us acknowledge our disgrace in order to come to harness the gaiva, in order to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our guf. So what Be'ez Hashem would like to start now, Se'at HaDeshmaya, is to go through the bracha of Asher Yatzar line by line and explain it according to this derech. That's what we're going to try to do. We'll try to do that. And after we finish the bracha, maybe we could come back to the first approach of how to understand the Shiatzar, and that is it's specifically like the way many Rishonim understand that it's a Haidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and specifically on Beis HaKise. But now we're going to go through the bracha with this mahalach of understanding that it's a general bracha on thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our guf, but it's because we recognize and we acknowledge our disgrace that we're a basav adam. That's this mahalach. So we're going to start tonight, Be'ez Hashem, with the first words of the bracha. We start off, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Yotzar Es HaOdom B'Chochma. Now the truth is, Be'ez Hashem would like to get into this in a different shirim. There's really two core ways to understand these words. That it means Hashem created us, He fashioned us with Chochma. Does Chochma mean, is it going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He fashioned us with wisdom, with His wisdom? Is that the way to understand it? Some of many of the Rashi and Taisus are clear like this, other Rishonim also. And it means that He fashioned us with His own wisdom, with a lot of Chochma. Or Chachma is going on the Chachma of the person. Asher Yatzar Es Adam B'Chachma, that He created a person with Chachma. He gave a person Chachma. This is another Mahalach. In fact, the Marsha in Brachas on Daf Samach, on the Brach of Asher Yatzar, he learns like that. He brings Rashi Taisus that say not like that. And then he says, where am I here?
The Marsha.
Oh, very good. Okay, yeah, so we'll see how that connects. Oh, very good. That's a good point. So he says like this. Where's that? Where's the he brings Rashi Taisus Voidish Loimar, says the Marsha and Tavsamach and Brachas. The Bachma Koi al Ha'odam. It's going on the person. Shenosan la Kodesh Baruch Hu Chachma Bibriusai, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Chachma in his creation. Loiken Kol Shar Basar Balchai. Not other, right? Other creations, other animals did not get Chachma. Shalinitim Lam Chachma, he didn't get Chachma. So that's what it means. Asher Yatzar Es HaOdom B'Chochma. Hashem created man. Specifically man. That's what we have over the Balachai, right? We have Chochma. So Asher Yatzar Es HaOdom B'Chochma, says Marsha, is going on the Chochma of the person. So we're going to explain the bracha now in this Mahalach, that, like the Marsha. That what it means is that Hashem created a person with Chochma, that He gave a person wisdom. But there's really a very basic question here that pops up, and that is like this. If you think about the words of the bracha, the subject we mentioned before of the bracha is really the nekavim. Listen to this. Uvaravai nekavim, the whole bracha. Uvaravai nekavim, nekavim, chalum, chalum, nekavim, chalum. And then we talk about them. Golev yudua lefnei chisech lidecha. Right? Sheim yipasech echod mehem, the nekavim and the chalulim. Oh, he's the same echod mehem. Yashal iskayim v'lamar lefanecha. So really, the subject of the bracha really is all about the nekavim. Right? That's really what we explained till now, right? That's the whole thing. We're recognizing about the Nekavim. The Nekavim are created for us to recognize that we're boss of them, right? The question is, okay, so what's this Hakdama, Asher Yatzar Es Adam B'Chochma, that you gave us Chochma? How does that connect? Like, what's that introduction? You hear? It's like a little interesting. Like, the subject of the bracha is definitely the Nekavim. That's the whole, right? The whole length of the bracha is all talking about these Nekavim that you gave us, that we can't live without them, and this and that. But it's introduction. Asher Yatzar Es Adam B'Chochma, which means, according to the Marsha, right, and other Mefarshim also explain like this, that it means that you created a person with, you gave him Chochma. Well, what is that? How does that connect to the bracha? How does that it seems like it's an introduction. What does that mean? So, like this. So I would like to share again from the Magid Tzedek, the Polotzke Magid. Listen to what he says. He understands, like the Marsha also, that it means that Hashem gave a person Chochma, wisdom. And listen to this. Pirish. Shebara es ha'adam b'chachma, that He created man with wisdom. Why? Sheyakir es chisroinai, in order that he should acknowledge and be able to recognize his lacking. V'lo yovei lehizgois, and he won't come to gaiva. Al derech ma she'amru chazal, like the Gemara says, like he quotes the Gemara in Baba Basso. And a person like you, Bal Gaiva, I created Barasi Nekavim Nekavim. Right? Says the Polotzke Magid, unbelievable. That we start off the Brach of Asher Yatzar, what we're saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with Chachma, in order, why did He give us Chachma? In order to recognize, to use our Chachma, to acknowledge and to recognize that we're lacking. That's why Hashem gave us Chachma. So it's beautiful. That's why it's an introduction to the bracha. We say, well, the bracha is basically acknowledging our nekava. But we start off by saying, we, Adam, mankind, are holding by doing that. Because you gave us the chachma. And the chachma was given to us in order for us to use it to recognize our chisaron, our lacking. So, asher yatzar es Adam bechachma. Oh, why? Because in order to recognize uvarav v'nekam, now we could come to uvarav v'nekam. This is the way the plots come out. Beautiful idea. If you think about it, it's an amazing thing. What makes us hecher? What's our mila over balichai? Chachma. Our mila is gufa given to us to help us realize that we're nothing. It's a fascinating, it's ironic, right? Our chachma was, what makes us unique over balichai? That we have chachma. But the chachma was there to give it to us that we should be makir, that we're boss of Adam. It's a fascinating thing. Unbelievable. I once heard a pshat, I don't know who says this, right? The pasuk in Mishlei, in Kehelis rather, we say it in davening in the morning, right? Everything is heva havel. It's a pasuk in Kehelis. What does that mean? Simple level means, what's the maila, the preeminence of a person over animals is non-existent. Is oyin. Oyin means doesn't exist. There's really no difference. There's no what. How much more greater are we than them? We're not. That's the simple way. I once heard a pshat. I don't know who says this. Umoyser adam and abehema oyin. Umoyser adam and abehema. You know what our preeminence is over the animal kingdom? That we could realize that oyin, that we're nothing. Oyin means nothing. That is our maila. They can't, the Bali Chai, they can't come to that recognition that they're nothing. They are what they are. Boma, they are what they are. They are behemoths. They that's it. They can't realize that they're Bas of Adam, that they're a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in order to come to realize that B'ri Secha Nachinu, they're not holding by that. They don't have Chachma. Hashem gave us Chachma to come to Oyin, to realize that we're Oyin. So that's the Hakdama to the Bracha. It's beautiful. The Hakdama to Asher Yatzar is this itself. Right? Oh. Okay. With this, I believe we can understand something in the actual words of the words over here. Asher Yatzar es Adam b'chachma. We say Asher Yatzar. Why specifically Yatzar? We know it's different ways of describing creation. There's Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Elio and Parashas Bereishis, he points out that really all these three Lashonos, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, are all in the creation of mankind in Parashas Bereishis. Vayivro Elikim es Adam. Another pasuk is Vayitzer Hashem Elikim es Adam Ofrem and Adama. And also Vayomer Elikim Nase Adam Betzalmeinu. So there's Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. So why specifically do we zoom in on Asher Yatzar?
Adam.
One second. So, and in fact, there's even more than that. It's interesting because we start off with Asher Yatzar and then we say, Ubaru by Nekavim, Nekavim. That we use the Lashon Bria. So why is it? It seems like when we talk about the Chachma, we use the word Yatzar. What's the idea? So I think with this we could understand, but basically we just need to give a little bit of Akdoma. The Vilna Gaon in Parashas Bereishis and Aderes Elio over here, he explains in general, on a simple level, what is Bria, Yetzira, Asiya? What are these two things? So he gives a mashal. Let's say if you have a table. A wooden table. So the table, the wood of the matter of the table, the matter is the wood itself. That wood, the creation of that, that's Bria. The Bria is on the Etzem. The matter itself, that's the Bria is on the Etzem itself. The creation of the matter, that the wood of the table, the matter of the table is Bria. He says, you'd see, then a table has. It's designed a certain way, right? It has legs, it has flat on the top, it has this, it has that, it's carved a certain way, different elements. He calls that mikra dovuk. The reason why it's mikra is because it's a mikra, it happens to be. This wood could have been made into a wooden spoon, right? But it was made, it happens to be that the person who made it decides that he wanted to have a table, so he made it into a table. So it's a mikra. But the fashion, the way it's designed, the legs, is dovuk. It's inseparable from the matter. When you make the table, it's inseparable. It is. It's the wooden table. It's inseparable. That's, says the Vilna Gaon, that's Yetzira. The Yetzira is on the design, meaning on the mikra dovok, the things that happen to be about it, the shape, the size, you want to call it, all those things, that is the mikra davak. It's inseparable, but it's mikra. It's not the matter itself. It's not the wood. Asiya is the final touch. That's like the, he calls it mikra she'enoi davak. It's a mikra, but it's not, it's separable. Meaning, he says, like the final touch, let's say the way you color it, the way you paint the table. The paint is not something which is inherently a part of the table. It's an added thing. It's mashal on the table. It's the asiya of the table. But that's mikra she'enoi davak. That's bria yitzira asiya. If you think about it, what connotes, what indicates the purpose of the table? The yitzira. Why did you make this, right? The wood, the bria of the table, the wood, is not, the wood could be many things. You could have a wooden spoon, right? The purpose of a table is to have a function, you know, use a table for what you use it for. That's expressed from the yitzira. Because the yitzira is what makes it into a table, so it makes it into a functional table. So the yitzira, when we talk yitzira, if you think about it, it always like is referring to the purpose, the function, why you have a table, what the tachlis, so to say, of the table. The tachlis of the table is through the yitzira of the table. You could have a table made out of a different matter, a metal table. The bria of the table is not necessarily significant to, and also the color, right? That's not, the tachlis of the table is through the yitzira, right? That it has legs, it's big, it has a certain size. Its tachlis will be brought out through the fact that it was noitzar, that it was designed, that it was fashioned. That's the way we describe the word yitzira, fashion, design. Because its design is what is mirrors its tachlis. Its unique function and its purpose is brought out through the yitzira. Very simple. So, could be that's why when we talk about, that's, and in fact, before we got there, it's an interesting thing, a fascinating thing. I was thinking about it. Vayitzer, right? The Vilna Gaon brings the pasuk. Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim es Adam Afram min Adama. Vayitzer, right? Chazal Darshan, the Gemara in Brachas, that the word Vayitzer has two yuds. Vayitzer is two yuds. Says the Gemara, Darash of Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Ma'idich si Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam b'shnei yudin. Why does it have two yuds? It refers to the Shnei Yitzarim. Yitzar Toiv and Yitzar Hara. Vayitzer, in the word Vayitzer, alludes to the fact that we were created with Yitzar Toiv and Yitzar Hara. It's beautiful. Because the Vayitzer connotes the purpose of man. The purpose of man, that's the purpose, the function, the tachlis of man is Bechira, to choose between the Yitzar Toiv and the Yitzar Hara. So where it says in the Torah Vayitzer, the way we were designed, that's where it alludes to the idea of Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, Bechira. Because that's the essence, that's the tachlis of Adam, to be a Bechir. That's what it's all about, Bechira, right? So Vayitzer, it's a beautiful thing. I once heard from my father, he said a very nice idea. He said, Chazal tell us, Im lamadet et Torah harbe, al tachsuk tov al atzmecho, ki lekach noitzarta. He said, what does it mean? If you learn a lot of Torah, don't take such credit, because that's why Hashem created us. Father said, "Ki lekach noitzarta." If a person learns a lot of Torah, right? So he takes something. It takes zitzflesh. It takes patience. It takes a lot of effort, and all those things that was given to him, he was designed that way. We were designed to do Torah mitzvahs. So al tachzik tov la'atzmecha, because we were given the tools. We were designed in a way that we're able to learn a lot of Torah in order to do Ratzon Hashem. So al tachzik tov la'atzmecha ki lekach noitzarta. That's this beautiful idea of Yitzira. So based on this, we can understand that's why when it comes to the chachma of Adam, we use the word yotzar, because like the Maggid Tzaddik is explaining, the purpose of man is to come to the realization, Moisar Adam and Abhema is to come to Oyin, to come to realize. The purpose of Adam is to realize that. That's part of our tachlis, our specific, unique tachlis of man over everyone else, over the animal kingdom, is to realize that we're a basav Adam and to realize our shiflas. And that's why that the chachma was given to us for that reason. That's why it uses the word of Asher Yatzar, which indicates the tachlis of Adam.